The Wedding That Never Was. I was excited about going to France. Not only was it my first time in Normandy, but one of my best friends, Deke, was getting married. I'd known Deke for many years. We'd worked together, travelled together, and now he was marrying a French nurse he'd met in Calcutta while working at Mother Teresa's hospice. Many of Deke's Scottish and English friends were travelling over on the ferry, so we arranged to meet in London and travel to the coast by train to catch the ferry. We started drinking early, and by the time Deke met us in Normandy, we were all quite drunk. It didn't seem to matter. After all, the wedding wasn't until the following morning, and Deke seemed more than happy to join us at the village pub for his stag night and to celebrate his final night as a single man. I wasn't the best man at the wedding. That honour fell to his lifelong mate, Davy. But I did have a couple of responsibilities: seating family and friends in the church, handing out flowers, etc. Deke wanted to walk through the village to the church dressed in his kilt and with the sound of bagpipes in his ears. I was really looking forward to seeing that and taking photos. Most of us slept in the one-room attic at the top of Deke's house. We woke up the following morning with terrible hangovers and were surprised to notice so much light coming in through the skylight window. Why was the sun so high and the attic so warm? It was 1 p.m. and we had missed the wedding. Deke and his bride had tried to wake us up, but we'd been too ill to make it and now faced the embarrassment of looking the other guests in the eye and explaining why we were not at the church.